Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have to tell you, I was even surprised at the quantity, and we know about the quality, but just the sheer amount of Cub fans in Boston over the weekend. It was really impressive, and I think Red Sox fans were a little aggravated by that, which made for a pretty impressive atmosphere. It was very college football-like at Fenway Park.
What I noticed was if the Cubs hit a home run or scored some runs, there'd be a huge ovation from the Cub fans, followed quickly by an onslaught of boos from the Boston Red Sox fans who were getting angry that the Cub fans were being so loud.
Yeah, that was a pretty common occurrence. There were a lot of big home runs in this series. As we know, Rizzo and Bryant. How about Chris Bryant with his family there and his dad who played for the Red Sox in their minor league system? And we know about Ted Williams and all that. So there were a lot of really fun storylines over the weekend. Unfortunately, the Cubs could only win one of the three, but you know, they were in every game, as they are just about every day, and it just felt like the team that caught the ball ended up winning, right? It was defense ended up being kind of a big thing when it came to late innings. The Red Sox kicked the ball around on Saturday, and then unfortunately the Cubs had a couple of issues last night.
Well, I was watching the game and also observing social media, and can you and I agree that the falling apart in the eighth inning in terms of defense was more of an anomaly than a symptom of something wrong with the team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Pedro Strop, didn't give up a hard contact that whole inning, and once the bases were loaded, they scored four runs without hitting the ball out of the infield, and you know, we know how good Addison Russell is and how great Anthony Rizzo is defensively. I don't see this continuing. They've had a few issues defensively as a team, but I think when all is said and done, it's going to be the best defensive team in the league.
Well, the weekend in Boston was mostly about Cubs-Red Sox, but a lot of the fans in the stands were also musicians who took the stage at the Paradise Theater in Boston, Massachusetts for Hot Stove Cool Music in its original location. And I've seen pictures from former friends. I only say that because they tortured me all weekend with pictures of their good times. Let's see, Theo Epstein jumping off a riser, falling backwards, falling over, and I think almost doing a somersault. And
yeah,
also reports of crowd surfing, not only by Theo, but also by Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, and by the World Series trophies, too. We missed you, Lynn. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You're on stage playing bass with Eddie Vedder. You're going, gosh, I sure wish Lynn could be here.
I did. I was thinking about you as we were cranking up some Neil Young and The Who, and it was unbelievable. I'll put it this way. As great as the music was, they told me that the first year of Hot Stove Cool Music, I think it was 2000 in Boston, they raised $17,000, which is a good night.
Yeah.
You know, any money you can raise for good causes is a great thing. I'm hearing upwards of $750,000 raised for children's charities. So that's how wonderful a night it was, and good time was had by all. And, I got to bed around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, probably about 3 or 4 hours before everybody else did.
Yeah, that's a hard rocking group. Your single highlight of the concert Saturday night.
Well, as we look forward to doing this again in Chicago very soon, cannot wait. And we'll have some more details a little later on this week. I guess to kind of sum up the night, it was so great, I can't even explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.